This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference and CUNA's Operations and Member Experience Council Conference as well. We are getting two conferences under one giant roof here at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. And look who is in the studio lounge, Finalytics' very own Mark Ryan.
Hello.
Mark, how are you? Hey, nice shirt. All right, good branding. Right there, right in front of you.
Mike, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. How's the conference going for you? We're like, what, two-thirds of the way through now or something like that?
I think so, yeah. It's been going fantastic for us. We've gotten to be up on stage several times.
Oh, the speed round, huh?
And speaking? Yeah. And, you know, Craig got up and announced some of the award winners last night, and that was great. And I think the highlight for me was Visions Credit Union won one of the awards.
Yeah.
And they had it up on screen that they had the 270% growth in online applications when people are exposed to personalization, and they actually put our logo up there. So
nice.
We were super happy that they gave us props.
Right on. Yeah, I saw that. That was last night, right?
So, yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. Good stuff.
We're always happy to see our clients grow, but when they put our name up on stage, it's even better.
Bonus for sure. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about personalization and what, you know, Visions did as well in that area. So this is where we're headed, obviously, and the whole personalization really kind of adds that value and that trust and that loyalty that credit unions are looking for, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, nowadays we start to see for consumers and a little bit businesses, the majority of them, when they're starting their financial journey to get a new product, starting online.
Mm-hmm.
The industry is at this point of pivoting where, you know, 5 years ago, online origination of any type of like new membership or product was happening. The majority happened in a branch.
Put your glasses there if you want. No big.
Thank you. Yeah. Majority happened in a branch. Last year, this year, in the next couple years, the entire industry is shifting to this point where the majority of new membership is coming online.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of product applications are coming online. You've seen mega banks like Bank of America and U.S. Bank already come out and say the majority of our applications are already online.
Mm-hmm.
So the industry is going that way. If you think about it, as you go out online to find a financial product, you now have 10,000 options.
At least, it seems.
It's no longer does every credit union have their competitors are everyone within a 15-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
It's now everyone in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really believe that personalization is a way for credit unions to bring their service recipe or their uniqueness to the digital channel.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 10,000 sites that are out there, most of them are static today.
Oh, really?
They're making a chief mistake of showing everybody that's visiting the same messaging, and every time you come back, you're seeing
the same
messaging
thing
over and over again. And as a result of that, most of the industry has about a 1% conversion rate on their site. 1% of the sessions turn into a completed application. And we see that over the next several years, the industry is going to start to adopt personalization very heavily because it allows them to give their unique recipe online. And it gives them a much higher conversion rate, as we saw last night with Visions Credit Union.
Yeah, they're a very progressive credit union as well. So kudos to them and you guys for pushing that out there for sure. Let's also talk about what you guys do also is analyzing online performance. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how it benefits credit unions?
Yeah, that's where we start. To get to personalization at scale, we really believe that you need to have machine learning part of the mix. Because we can sit down and think about a bunch of personalization scenarios for visitors coming to a credit union website, such as, you know, are they close to a branch? Are they far away from the branch? Is it a current member? Is it a prospect? But to get great personalization, I mean, think Amazon, think Netflix.
Oh, completely.
You need the machine learning telling you how to personalize the site.
Right.
And so the way we start with our machine learning models, we've worked with enough credit unions at this point to know it's sometimes hard to get at some of that deep data within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually starting the personalization, the machine learning models, with the easy to get at data, the web analytics, the online product applications, the digital banking data, the member service online data, and doing a lot of analysis on the performance of the different sites as we're coming up with these machine learning models. Like I said before, for a typical credit union, and banks are in the same batch, they have about a 1% conversion rate. When we look at this tiered personalization, all of a sudden we get a 2 or 3 or 4% conversion rate, which maybe doesn't sound like a lot, but for a typical credit union, that's tens of millions of dollars to billions of dollars in new assets per year.
Okay.
So we look at the performance a lot, and we look at everything from how they acquire traffic, how they engage visitors with product information mm-hmm. and other information, just all the way down to how well does the funnel perform. People, you know, view an application, how many of them are getting to the end.
Yeah.
And then, of course, from there, you know, are they loyal? Are they churning? Mm-hmm. Are they getting more products?
Mm-hmm. Can you see why people aren't completing an application? Because that seems to be a huge problem as well. So that would be a huge
thing
to have as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Even before the application, you know, if you think of the different kinds of funnels, from the martini glass to the champagne mm-hmm. flute, we look a lot at how credit unions are bringing in traffic through organic search and paid search mm-hmm. and social. Mm-hmm. And it's a big challenge for a lot of credit unions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at, as I mentioned, we now go online for our financial products and there's 10,000 options. There's also institutions, you know, like Wells Fargo has over 100 people on their SEO team. How do you compete with that? And it's not insurmountable. Credit unions can. They just need to find their niches to figure out, you know, where they can compete. And a lot of times that's in geo targeting for SEO.
Yeah.
And all the way down to, you know, we look at how people engage with products, what information they need to be able to decide, you know, how to apply for products. And there's a lot of different segments even in that. You know, you see a lot of people that will jump to a credit union site, apply for a credit card, and they've never actually read the credit card page. You know, inversely, we see very deliberate shoppers, like mortgage shoppers, that come to the site 3 times before they click apply. They mm-hmm. view the rates page 3 times. They
That's
view 13
me.
Pages.
That's me.
you're a hunter. You know, like
I am.
And so we analyze all of that. And then to your point, yeah, once they get into the application, we're looking at what makes them drop off. I think everyone in the industry knows, like, the chief area where people drop off in any funnel is when you ask them for their social security number. But a lot of people don't think through other things, like, you know, the second highest point of drop off is the citizenship question.
Oh, interesting.
And if you rearrange the questions in different orders, you actually get better pull through rates in the application.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
So we're big proponents of ask for name and email first,
yeah.
and then start getting into the gritty.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Whole science behind this stuff. So,
oh, it's wonderful,
yeah,
fun
yeah.
stuff.
And again, I've said this so many times, especially when you're dealing with AI and machine learning, this stuff is only going to get better because it's getting smarter.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah.
I'm a big believer, you know, right now, if you look at a credit union and say, who's using AI, it's not a lot of folks. You know, the applications team is using it to judge risk and make decisioning. Security team is looking at it to find people trying to get into the network. Some sophisticated marketers are using it in their advertising and things
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe that, you know, 5 years from now, I'm going to be listening to your show, and we're going to realize that every single person at the credit union is using some sort of AI.
Yeah, you're right.
The greeter at the front of the branch is using AI to understand where the ebbs and flows of people coming in the door
mm-hmm.
are and what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
Even the product applications are going to be using AI to figure out the amount of risk as people are going through them and change the number of questions they ask.
Oh,
and I just believe everyone at the credit union is going to be an expert in some sort of AI. And it sounds very complicated, but I think...
Yeah.
As the tools get better, it's going to be
right.
easier and easier.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, just 5 years ago, AI, when somebody mentioned AI, it was like, oh, sci-fi movie, okay.
Yeah, Terminator.
Okay. Exactly, or iRobot or whatever, you know. But now it's become part of our regular language, and it's going to be every... And general consumers will be using it, whether they know it or not. So, yeah, it's just going to become part of our lives, as it is already in most cases.
I think it's a replica of the software revolution. Was it early 2000s when Mark Andreessen came out and he said software is going to eat the world?
Mm-hmm.
What he meant is, like, everyone's going to be using software.
Yeah.
It's going to get into all facets
yeah.
of our life. I believe we're now at that point of AI is going to eat the world.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, it sounds complicated. We're thinking of, like, these robots that think for themselves.
I know, no, it's,
but it's not going to be that.
Exactly.
It's going to help everybody do their jobs
mm-hmm.
easier and be more effective
mm-hmm.
at their jobs.
Yeah.
And it's difficult now, but it's going to get easier and easier.
Yep, indeed, sir. Good stuff here. I could talk about this all day long, as I'm sure you could as
Absolutely.
Well. But I know you have stuff to do here, but we thank you for your time in the studio lounge here. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts on this topic?
No, I mean, I think that personalization is going to be the future for credit unions. And I think we're always at this sort of struggle against larger financial institutions and fintech. And I think personalization is really going to be how we leap forward.
Yeah.
It's because you don't really think about the number of branches or proximity branches as much when you're online.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see an experience that's personalized and it's thinking about what you want, it builds trust, it shows service.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think this is an area where credit unions are going to step out ahead of the market, be able to say we can personalize and we can offer better service.
I like that. That's a good message to end on. Thank you, Mark.
Right.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you very
well
much.
Well done. Keep up the good
Appreciate
work there.
It.
Finalytics. Got the name right there in front of you, everybody. Well done, sir.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by... IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.